Now, here's a question for you. Do you grow food in your backyard? Maybe you still have a local market garden in your suburb, or has your area had all of its food growing land covered in concrete? It might not surprise you to learn that we are losing more and more fertile land in the Sydney Basin as our city expands. So, what are the consequences of this loss, and what do we need to do to protect local food growers? Joining us to chat a little bit more is Laura Wynn. She's a senior research consultant at the University of Technology's Institute for Sustainable Futures. Laura, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Tess.
As a bit of a baseline, how much food is actually produced in the Sydney Basin today?
So we know that in 2011, we were meeting around 20% of our demand for fresh food from within the basin. So that's obviously declined a little bit now because we're 7 years on from that. But sort of as a baseline figure for our research, we found about 20% was able to be met from within the Sydney Basin.
And you mentioned that that's gone down a little bit. How much of this land have we actually lost over time?
It's a little bit hard to know exactly how much we've lost in sort of the past 7 years since that 2011 baseline. But what we do know is that, you know, over the last 200 years in Sydney, we've progressively paved over our food producing land. We've sort of pushed it further and further out to the mountains and to the north and south. But if you think about even in the last 20 years, a lot of the food producing land that used to be around that belt around Camden, Penrith and northwards in the west of Sydney has been built over with sort of large sprawling housing estates.
And yeah, the urban sprawl and the population growth, it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere anytime soon. What does the future look like for farmland in Sydney?
Look, really, that depends on how we decide to manage it. At the moment, plans for Sydney's future don't look great in terms of peri-urban agriculture. So at the moment, we're planning largely on building over a lot of the remaining agricultural land in Sydney's southwest and northwest. Which, you know, obviously we need to find ways to house our growing population. But the urban sprawl model that Sydney has sort of been using for decades to house our growing populations is really a threat to our ongoing food production in the basin.
And I'm sure there is the argument floating around that it can all be trucked in from rural growing areas. So why is it so important that we do preserve some food growing capacity in Sydney?
There are a number of reasons for that. Firstly, because we open ourselves up to a lot of vulnerabilities when we become reliant on distant food-producing areas. We've seen, everyone might remember, the great banana crisis of several years ago. You know, when other areas are vulnerable to natural disasters and we rely on them for food, we become vulnerable too to those same natural disasters. There's also a lot of energy costs associated with shipping food in from elsewhere. Obviously, we do get a lot of our food from elsewhere in New South Wales and Queensland, but also overseas. But that comes with a lot of great costs. And there's also the fact that Sydney is going to be a really resilient area to climate change comparative to other parts of the country, which might suffer a great deal more rainfall variability and loss of rainfall than Sydney might. So there's real reasons why producing food in the Sydney Basin, close to the city, close to where it's going to be consumed, makes a lot of sense for the future, especially under climate change.
And, you know, with climate change progressing at the rate it is, do you think this is a situation where we have to pick one, you know, either support a large population or protect the remaining basin farmland? Or do you think that we can actually do both?
I think when you look at the relatively low density of Sydney's population pattern at the moment, I think we can see ways that we can support a growing population at the same time as we protect our food-producing lands. I don't think we need to see it as an either-or. I think there are plenty of opportunities to densify existing urban areas in Sydney so that we can accommodate that growing population without seeing the need to pave over the little food-producing land that we still have.
Well, Laura, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks, Tess.
Laura Wynn there, Senior Research Consultant at the University of Technology's Institute for Sustainable Futures, having a chat with us this morning about the issue of losing farmland to urban sprawl. You know, maybe we need to build up instead of out, but at least, you know, Laura doesn't believe that it's an either or, which is definitely something that I was a bit worried about there. We'll get the links up to Sydney's Food Futures Research Project on 2SER.com. You can find that on the podcast.